Larry?
Yeah.
What about people who commit suicide? Like.
But why? What have you to do with them? Let them commit suicide.
Well, lots of them are now.
Yeah, that is the craze nowadays. They feel that they are released from this botheration and all that. But that's not the way Baba says. Yeah. You have no right over your own life. So they have to suffer, Baba says. Because the body is given to them to experience the impressions which are there to be experienced and spent. Say, if they do away with the body, then without the body they have to do it in a harder way. That's what Baba says. I don't know anything about it, but this is what he has said. That never give a thought to committing suicide. It's better this way to go through it while still the influence of the advent is also in our midst now. So how blessed those who are frustrated and those who cannot bear and commit suicide, it's most unfortunate for them. See, if they were to bear, if they were to come to think about what they are doing and why they are here and all that, it would be so helpful to them. As Baba said in the earlier years, we need soldiers here to go and convey to them, make people aware of my advent. So it is not good, Baba said that.
There's a movement in the States, so I guess more in California, for people who are terminally ill to commit suicide. It's an euthanasia movement.
And then what?
Well,
they will have to suffer what they are suffering now without the body, and that takes a longer time. Yeah.
If there's an animal that's suffering, should if there's an animal, like a dog or cat, something that is suffering, should you kill it or should you let it suffer?
Well, why should we kill it? We call it suffering, but for that creature or that being, is just undergoing what he has to and will have to go undergo, whether he is in body or not in body. Because you cannot bear the suffering of a creature, you want to put an end to it. But what, after having put an end to the body, what's happening to that creature? Do you realize? It is suffering all the more. Have you helped him or have you hindered his in his progress of ending the suffering? That's how it is.
With horses, it's very common to kill them when they are racing and they break. And you see, like a horse can stand. Should just let them suffer until they die.
Yeah. So if you feel like it, then do it.
No, I never feel like to kill them, but I will kill them because they're suffering so much. Yeah. And they cannot walk and not live.
Because you can't bear their suffering. That's the reason. That's the reason. Why, what happened with Peter? You know Peter, Baba's pet dog?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. Baba, have you heard of Peter? Pet dog, Peter's pet. Haven't you seen the picture of Peter here? In Mani's desk here, in this little veranda that you have? So, have you seen the picture of Peter there? Sure, I want. Later on, not now. Later. So that Peter was a great pet. Of course it was Mani's pet. And naturally, Baba loved his creatures and all that very much. And he started suffering. He became very old and all that. And they couldn't bear the suffering. So what to do and all night. And they would cry and what to do. Now Peter is suffering and all that. So it is better that we put him off and all that. So Baba says, all right. It is not good to do that. But it is a blessing that you put him off in my presence. Bring him here in my room. So he was brought there in his room. And there he was given the shot and there he went away. Yeah.
Like if we say Baba's name, killing a horse?
Yeah, that also. Yeah. That you can do to be of any help to them. Yeah. Why, you have a dog that needs to be killed?
No, there was... saw a little baby bird fell out of its nest and it got hurt and it couldn't, and it was bleeding and it was going to die and there was nothing we could do and it looks, you know, very so helpless and stuff and we didn't know what to do about it.
So that's good. Try to comfort the bird, try to do this, and then it dies. Yeah. But because it is like that, we shouldn't roast it and eat it.